Let's talk about project management, task management, operations, the that y'all just get bogged down in, don't love, but is absolutely positively necessary to be successful as an interior designer and as a design business owner. You can't get out of it, people, at least not to start. So Shayna Rose, talk to me about what is often referred to as project management and really comes down to operations.
The necessary evil. The necessary evil. Once we get past ourselves, we gotta organize it. And for some and many, that's super challenging. But these are one of two necessary systems to implement to allow you to grow. I continuously point to calling this the triangle. You yourself, you do have a ceiling. We kind of leap into the business. Genuinely, we're just self-employed. You're only going to be able to make as much money as you yourself can clock in the hours or sell the product. There is a ceiling. And in order to grow beyond that ceiling, we have task management and internal operating systems that we need, which we're going to dive into today. And we have reporting systems that keep you in control, which we're not going to go into today.
Yep. But guys, go back to the episode called The Triangle, Control Your Business in 3 Months. This is where if you're like, wait, what systems? What are we talking about? Triangle who? Go back and listen to that. And then we also have an episode all about your contract and your retainer management, which is this reporting systems, managing your design fees. Don't let the word retainer completely turn you off. No matter how you sell your jobs, you got to stay in control of the money. And that episode's all about that.
100%. So where we're focusing on
third point of the triangle being your sales. And we also have episodes on that. So go do a little search feature on our website. You'll have all kinds of stuff about that so that today we can stay focused on the internal project management that is currently probably creaming you and that you know you can do better.
Okay. So what do we need to do? We need to turn you into an operator of your own company. And these systems are going to bog you down. You're not going to want to be consistent with them. They are essential to be consistent. If you're not consistent with them, they don't work for you. So minimally, you have to create the foundation and do the job for at least 2 to 4 weeks. And then yes, you can very quickly bake in support, but you absolutely need to know how it's working, be able to step in and make adjustments to it if you need to, or feed yourself answers in a moment of panic and no one's working. And yes, we have the support, but you have to know how it works and you have to do it yourself.
Yeah. You'll never fully trust someone. You'll never fully trust that person that you bring in to be your operator if you don't feel like you know where the information lives enough to check them. And then as you build that trust and you check them less and less, you can only build that trust when you know you've done it, when you know you can live it, when you know if they stepped away, you would be fine. Not happy, but fine. That's where you build the trust with that person. So you've got to be willing to take this for a minute.
Yeah. So what are we looking to achieve? We are looking to give you very simple systems that on a Monday allow you to understand how many billable hours you need to schedule at the start of a week, and a system where you can go schedule that work, make assignments, have a very good understanding if you've oversold yourself for the week or where your team is at in capacity, and then also be able to communicate on a higher level that's ordering your priorities and either specifically scheduling deadlines on specific days or creating a loose system where from this line up on the list, all of that needs to be completed by a certain day and time, and this line down, this day, this time. That's what we're looking to do. And the reasons are going to help you analyze future projections, control your reactions and emotions, be able to communicate on a higher level of priority, and also be able to calm down an inner panic by going to a spreadsheet or a technology, which we'll kind of get into. There's always the fast approach. I call it the quick and dirty approach to just get it done, which often is highly recommend it as your first starting ground. Get something simple, successful. Understand what's happening and what your needs are on a higher level. And then plug in technology that supports exactly what you need to make it just a little bit faster. That's all it is. A little bit faster is all that system is doing. But this is what task management is at. Call it the creation of your COO role. You're going to lead it first. You can bring in assistance next. And as you grow, its own entire role for someone to manage project workflow and also have an understanding of the money and the billables and communicate to clients to also control their emotions in this rodeo that it sometimes is. So there are two levels. So I guess we can dive further into these two levels. So always the quick way with us is a spreadsheet. Ultimately, this triangle is three different spreadsheets that realistically all connect. They all connect. There's always crossover from one kind of into the other. So on our kind of templated spreadsheet that if you want to listen to that other podcast about the triangle, the way 1 month's initiative would ultimately be inputting all of your current projects into a spreadsheet that's templated by project, by specific task, by adding your team members to assign to it, by putting estimated hours, which is sometimes kind of like that scary point of panic. But no matter how you sold the job, this is data internally for yourself to understand the business so that if actual time is more than you estimated, this thing's going to change colors on you. And so that's just educating you. At a minimum, even if you're selling a flat fee, you are being educated that that thing doesn't actually take that long. Now, in the future, where what that's going to show us is all the uncontrollable variables. When something turns red, the analysis is it us internally or is it them? And by them, I mean contractor, trade, vendor, client. Are we using more time than we thought of because of them? If that pops up in red and that's the case, then we're going to facilitate a conversation with that client. We'll talk about that later and how we do retainer management systems on a way higher level. And another color that will happen is if things aren't marked complete. So you have status columns that allows your team to communicate if something is in works, waiting on something, create all different statuses in there to simply notify you that someone is taking action on this thing and roughly this is where this thing is at. And by scheduling a date, putting a specific date system in there for your tasks, if that status isn't marked complete and that date is still there, then this thing is turning orange on you. We have passed the deadline. Now this is a high priority. So those are some of the features that a simple, our kind of baseline spreadsheet would give you. And then also you have filters to this thing. So here's what Monday operations looks like. A basic calendar shows me how many project hours I need to schedule. I go to a template. And my pricing tool, listen to our other episode on how to create your pricing tool, is already done the work for you, which allows you to now schedule the hours off of the project estimator onto your task flow. We go through by project, we make team assignments, we filter by team members.
How many times has someone come to you and said, what's next? Or asked you to make the list for them? This is what we're getting at. All of those decisions have been made. Either intentionally, because you've done this work and you've created your pricing tool and you know how your projects are flowing, or unintentionally, which is what leads to the chaos. These systems, these spreadsheets, even if that's not how your brain works, it needs to be. And these give you the tools to make it easier, to make those decisions for you, to help your projects run more consistently, and all the things that we hear as these hot, emotional reactions, but it doesn't always go that way. Everything is this is what all of this comes back down to and boils down to at the end of it.
Yeah. You have to have systems that are going to continuously manage the business. And more importantly, you cannot fall off of them. You cannot. And this is where having assistance, and these should be billable hours, by the way, if you're pricing correctly, the management of this, which does take more time in your week, should be billable.
And it does take more time because this is a new thing you're doing on a Monday, but it also saves you time.
It does. It absolutely does.
It comes out in the wash.
These systems are to set up your week on a Monday. Monday is operations day. You organize, you align, you assign, you prioritize, you meet with your team, you delegate the priorities of the week, you move on. Monday is not a heavy execution day. And those systems, again, consistency is the absolute key to everything. And if you can't hold yourself accountable, well, hopefully the business affords it. You might not be able to afford yourself not having the accountability. However, if you're at the point of growth, which is why we're building these systems, then you should be able to afford it. And if not, then it comes from your pricing model. And that's a bigger problem than we're talking about today. So ultimately, right, final steps on this thing, you've got these filters. You filter by your team, you order priorities, and that's what's going to drive your meetings. Some people say to me on assistant onboardings, well, like, what do we even talk about in these meetings? The meeting should have an agenda, be very specific, be routine so that it's fast and it's efficient. And when that's working, you'll get to a point where the meeting is not enough time to review all of the deliverables. That actually just got brought up this week. So like what happens in your process when there's just not enough time? I said, funny you said that, because we just had this conversation in one of our internal executive partnership meetings where sometimes we run out of time. And that just shines a light on your systems because there's more preparatory work typically that can be done and reporting systems that can be enhanced so that a team is in alignment on a higher level so that when you're talking about it in communication, it's faster and it's efficient. So that's a whole other kind of higher level conversation there. But your task management systems and just systems in general, your meeting systems built into the scheduling and all the things like that, shine a light on problems that you can then have an educated conversation of and start to solve around. Or you know your team's capacity and the amount of hours that are scheduled on the board for that week is beyond your threshold. If you're working with us and that happens, that should instantly trigger you to email the executive team to be like, hey, we need a chat. Imagine how much better our partnerships are. Like I try to coach everyone on this. Imagine how much better and less stress it would be. On a Monday, you were 20 hours or 10 hours over your and your team's capacity. On a Monday, you could communicate that and there was a strategy to ensure success and additional support throughout the week. Imagine you could have that. And it's not that hard. Wherever you're at right now, if you're listening, however you price it, you could totally start doing this system right now, very simply. Here are my projects. This project is in this phase. Roughly, we have this much done, right? To-do list, make a to-do list. I've got this much done for the project, very generalized. And roughly, I think it should take this much time. Guess, who cares? It's not being sold. No one cares. This is just for you. And then roughly, go schedule it. Create a project calendar. Okay, this should take me 3 more weeks. Okay, my to-do list told me it's this much time. Go then divide that by however many weeks you think it's going to take you done. There's your project calendar. There's your basic task list. That's how it starts. If you're just you yourself, you start it there. You have assistance. You want to level that up and you're like, wait, I want to take it further. You add columns for assignments. You add a column for a due date. You add a column for status. Maybe it doesn't have all the sophistication of the codings and the color changes and the layers and the team filters and all the things. But that's the baseline of what you need. And then you just need to commit every single Monday to doing that system. You don't speak to anyone until you do the operating systems that you need to understand the week and facilitate your one-to-one calls or team call to flush you or get the week started.
Yeah. So much of this will feel so refreshing, the transparency into what you've got going on. But I think personally, one big sigh of relief is this ability to prioritize. When it's just you, you only have one priority at a time. You can only work on one thing at a time. And so you're doing it based on, okay, I have this meeting Thursday and this meeting Friday. Obviously, this thing comes first. It's very instinctual. Now people get busy. They succeed that way. Congratulations on making it happen. You get busy, you bring someone else in. And I think this is like the biggest thing that turns to chaos so quickly. Having two things in motion at the same time sounds better. It is better. But when you're not operating the business, when you're delegating today for tomorrow or today for today, and you're still allowing that other person to work from their instinctual priority, you guys aren't aligned. What they're sending you isn't what you expected, isn't what you wanted today. You wanted the other thing. It gets crazy fast. And this task manager, here's my list. Here's your list. Here's the order that I'm putting it in for you. Even if you're not even doing due dates yet, that's okay. But like all of this needs to be to me by Wednesday because my next desk day is Thursday. That's when I need to see it all. That's when I need to like give you your feedback. It will feel like such a huge sigh of relief. And so if the spreadsheet is making you feel like, ooh, that sounds a bit overwhelming, think about that result because I promise you it'll be worth it. And the time you spend on Monday will save you so much headache in wondering when things are coming, figuring out why it's not happening the way that you want it to. Project management sounds so big. It's a lot of work. We're not trying to undersell it, but at the end of the day, it is necessary. You have to have it.
Yeah. I mean, every aspect of growth will be uncomfortable. That's just what it is. You're not going to want to do it. It feels uncomfortable. You have to change some habits, but all of it is worth it in the end if it's heading you in the right direction. And so that kind of leads me down the conversation of technology, because I personally believe jumping to technology too quickly is a mistake, a big mistake. And a lot of times I feel like if people were going to hear task management or project management, and I said there was a training on it, I would imagine that most people would lead with the assumption that there's a technology in that.
Asana, ClickUp.
Which one?
Right.
There's a client that blew our minds by the power of manually making spreadsheets do what you need them to do so that A, you lock in your comprehension, B, it's faster to implement. There's no learning curve. You know what a spreadsheet is. Go type in the column what you're supposed to type in. There's no other thing in there. So it is the faster approach. And then she used Claude to create this custom technology just based on her saying, like, I want you to do what these spreadsheets do. Unbelievable. I'm not saying it has to be that magical. However, it is the same principle as any other pre-existing technology out there, like Asana, like a Monday. There's so many ways and so many features, and this is what paralyzes people. And if you don't know what you need on the baseline of what you're managing in the spreadsheet, then you're kind of going there, reinventing the wheel. There's no documentation. To undo things is not a quick, easy edit to a spreadsheet.
Or you set it up one way with the best of intentions, but because you haven't run your own spreadsheet for 4 weeks to figure out what is and is not working, it is way harder to make changes in this sophisticated Asana setup that you created thinking it was going to be the magical tool. And so these are project management technologies that allow you to do your project management and operations. They cannot manage and operate for you. They can only house the information and allow you to do it better.
It's speed to execution. And that just said it. It's time to the end goal. Time to the end goal is way longer with technology. And there definitely is time wasted if you have a lack of understanding of what you actually need to manage. Because not only is it building the foundation in the technology, integrating, going backwards, everything you need to. And now you're probably at a point where either you hired someone or you're the one who built it. So no one else is trained on what you know. So this sucks because now all the weight is extra on you and you can't bake in support to it because you built the damn thing or paid someone to build the damn thing. And now you need coached into it, or now you have to coach someone else into it, or both of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing it right, you're documenting. It's just so much more. And then let's say you do all that and then you have to make adjustments, or it wasn't right, or you're not happy, or you didn't fully understand all the features, pros and cons of what that software could do. And then the next year comes and you're like, ooh, there's a sale, 20% off for the annual membership. Ah, this thing's pissing me off, mostly because you don't have an understanding of your processes or how the full features of the thing. And they just had an ad that makes you think that they are going to now solve all the problems. And then you jump and then you start the whole thing over. When straight from the jump, if you just went to the spreadsheet that anyone could understand what the columns are, literally anyone, like, hey, assistant or myself, there's this project. Let me just start making a simple to-do list that probably I'm writing in a notebook or have 87,000 post-its on, but why not organize it in a list view? Way easier. And that's where, when we're working together, we're building this triangle. Like in that episode where we talk about the triangle and we're saying, here's a 3-month strategy. All the strategies are that quick and basic approach that gives you your basic necessities to build the habit, anyone to be able to support you and fill it in with no learning curve. As long as we can read, we're good. And get it implemented. Once the habits are implemented, then you do like another round around the sun, around the triangle. And now you can go make everything better and enhance everything. Literally everything can be better and enhanced. You go to your pricing tool, you get a nice automated sales funnel, you go into your task management, you got that nice and maybe with Zapier zapped into a software that automatically connects that point of the triangle. And that also connects, or maybe perhaps is in the same technology, in a separate system in your retainer management and kind of time billing systems and client management systems. So all of that takes another loop and becomes better. But my recommendation to anyone who is trying to build the foundational systems to grow is don't get swept up in all the technology. No school but the old school, baby. Like, to the spreadsheets.
And if anybody feels like we're laughing at you, like if you resonate with this so much that you're like, oh my God, they're laughing at us. We are not. We're laughing because we've all freaking been there. You know, we just set up ClickUp for our own executive partnerships, everything that we need to see. And if Samantha had tried to do that 6 months ago, the work she would have had to redo, God bless her. I'm so glad it's not me. You know, we had to really think about all the information that we needed to see, how we needed it to be formatted, what those reporting systems would need to be, where are we finding that information? We had to do it first, the quick and dirty way. I'm using Shayna's vocabulary. She loves when that happens. We had to. And ClickUp is amazing. And the information that it's showing us about our capacity, we need it. It's all great, but it would have been an absolute freaking nightmare if we did it too soon, if we did it uneducated, and if we thought it was going to be some magic ticket to magically show us everything we know. You have to create these systems around what you need and what's working and maybe what's not working that something more sophisticated can do. So we're absolutely not laughing because it's so preposterous. We're laughing because it is a process that we're all going to go through in getting our project management systems running like a machine with us and for us.
And if you don't believe me, I'll give you one strong example. You say we're going to do it both simultaneously. You're wrong. We can shortcut this. Well, when you're building the templates inside these systems, and then you go backwards and you break down all your projects, and then you decide, oh, you know what? This would be nice, or I need this thing. And you go update your template in the technology or the software, whatever you're using. Now, every single project needs to be manually updated. So if you got 10 projects or 12 projects, whatever you got on the board, now you are going to need to go backwards on absolutely everything and catch that connection or make sure it makes sense, roll it out to the team in some fashion. There is so much wasted time. It's in the undoing and redoing.
Yeah. And we are not telling you not to do it. We're not telling you to cancel your Asana, whatever. We're telling you to do it first in the spreadsheet, to be your operator first and catch your first round of mistakes, to delegate that operations first and catch the second round of mistakes of the things that now that it's not you, what you want to know, and then use your Asana, your ClickUp, your outside task manager, your magical Claude creation to make it better. Better than version 3.
Yeah. And another thing I will say is, if you are someone who wishes your assistant had the forethought to know what you need, which is a little unrealistic, pretty unrealistic, unless you've got a system for them to do this. And there are two systems. One is in this task management. If you use a pricing tool that breaks down the project and gives them the hours, they can do that. It doesn't catch all of it. Oh, Shayna, What about the as-needed stuff that comes up in the meetings? Okay, well, where the second one comes into is if you give them a system to look at your calendar and you become consistent with meeting titles that mean something, then they can also have a process to have the forethought of looking at your day and knowing what follow-up deliverables or what document you're commenting, delegated feedback on client presentations. They will have the foresight to know what they need to do. And those tasks, literally the morning of, if you wanted them to, they could add that to the task management spreadsheet. So if you just simply wanted to know to make sure that they knew what to do without you asking, just double checking, want to have the trust, not sure, you need to give them the systems. And then all you would need to do is click in on their task management filtered by themselves, and you would see their additional added daily to-dos. Or you create a process that just says, hey, Slack me or email me or whatever, to just until I have the trust or whatever the case may be, whatever you want to create. You want to have someone assume the workflow and stay on top of it. You have to create and provide and coach the systems first. And you need to get it, and it needs to make sense. So again, if they're not working, or you just want to check in with still showing you have trust, you have a system and a process that they are consistently following. And you need to be as equally consistent. And if not, layer in the accountability of someone supporting you to ensure it's getting done. Know your downfalls and layer in the support.
Lean into your strengths, strengthen the weaknesses. All of this will help you with that.
100%. You got this. You first be the operator, then we can delegate. These are the systems that are going to allow you to take on the volume or take on even just a little bit more than where you're at from a very confident, more controlled, less reactive state.
And don't forget, guys, we have the template. We've done this for you to 90%. You got this.
So here's what we gave you today. The Monday system, a simple spreadsheet first approach to start every single week with clarity on what's on the board, who's doing what, and what the priorities are in order. No Asana, no ClickUp, no learning curve, just a spreadsheet, a calendar, and the discipline to sit down every Monday and operate your business before you start working in it. That's the difference between a designer who is running their projects and one whose projects are running them.
Here's the reality. That chaos that you're feeling right now, the misaligned deliverables, the assistant who keeps sending you the wrong thing at the wrong time, the 2 a.m. spiral of did I miss something? These are not people problems, they are system problems. When priorities only live in your head, everyone on your team is working from their own instincts, and their instincts are not your instincts. The task manager fixes that. Here's the list. Here's the order. Here's when I need it. Done.
Your challenge this week is simple. Open a spreadsheet, list your active projects, write down where each one is and roughly how much time is left. Assign your priorities in order. That is your Monday system. It doesn't have to be sophisticated to work. It just has to exist, and you have to show up for it every single week without fail. Be the operator first. The delegation, the technology, the automation, all of that comes after. You have to run it before you can hand it off.
And if you're the person who's ready to build the systems, but knows they need accountability and structure to actually make it stick, that's what we're here for. We have the templates. We have already done 90% of the work for you. All you have to do is show up, commit to the routine, and let us help you build the rest. Go to the show notes right now to schedule a free call with us, or visit our website at fordesignyourbusiness.com.
If today's episode hit home, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe so you never miss one. And be sure to send us your anonymous voicemails at fordesignyourbusiness.com. Maybe you brought someone onto your team and the wheels fell off immediately. Or maybe you've been running your projects out of a notebook and sticky notes and you know it's just not working anymore. Whatever it is, send it in and you just might get free coaching on a future episode.
The designers who get control of their business are not the ones waiting for the right technology or the right hire or the right moment when things slow down. They are the ones who sat down on a Monday, opened their spreadsheet, and decided to be the operator. That opportunity is available to you right now, this week, today. So as soon as this episode is over, open that spreadsheet and decide to run your week before it runs you. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.
Let's get it, y'all.